Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I went to college with my next guest. He was a heck of a college football player. Bronco Nagurski Award winner, Chuck Bednarik Award winner, really put Temple football on the map. Had 493 career tackles in his 4 years at Temple. Has been in the National Football League for 4 years. Just finished up a four-year run with the Steelers, and he's been one of the better special teams players in the National Football League. Now with the Buffalo Bills, and there's a lot of excitement with Buffalo for this upcoming season. And it's a pleasure to welcome Tyler Medikevich back to the Zach Gelb Show. Ty, how you been, my friend?
Zach, my man, what is going on?
Nothing much. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're trying to see this football season get played. You give me the perspective. What is it like trying to bring the sport of football back with all the protocols that are in place?
Oh, man. I mean, it's definitely some crazy times right now, you know. I mean, this is definitely not a norm. You know, it's brand new. Everyone's just still trying to figure this thing out day by day. I mean, shoot, usually we would have had OTAs. You know what I mean? We would be on to the second preseason games like this week, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, we're not, but we're just going with the flow, you know, taking it day by day so we could play this season.
With no preseason games, the practices being completely different, when week one comes around, do you guys think you'll be ready to go?
Oh, absolutely. I think the coaches have done an excellent job, you know what I mean, just setting a plan and just setting it up without any preseason games. You know, it's definitely going to be tough. It's going to be different for a lot of guys. Usually you get all the rust off, get the kinks out at least once before you get ready for that first game. And nobody's going to be allowed to do it. So it's definitely going to be a little interesting. You definitely got to lock in a little more and focus up.
How did you make that decision? Take me through your thought process when it came to, are you going to play this year or are you going to opt out? Was that a tough decision?
Not really, man. I mean, you know how I am. I love this game of football. But on the same note, though, you just wanted to make sure that it was going to be safe for everybody, you know what I mean, or as safe as it possibly could be, you know what I mean, make the best out of it. Because, I mean, like we were saying before, these are some crazy times, you know. So I just felt like it was a no-brainer, though, for me, as long as it was, like, safe.
Tyler Medikevich here with us on the show, now a part of the Buffalo Bills team for this upcoming season. When you were in this free agency process, what took you to Buffalo? What exactly impressed you with the Buffalo Bills?
Man, it's crazy, man. I had a great four run with Pittsburgh, man. I loved it there. I love those coaches over there, Coach Tomlin, Danny Smith. You know what I mean? Those guys are awesome. But seeing what was going on in Buffalo, you know what I mean, what Coach McDermott's been able to do over here in the past few years, it's sort of hard. Like, it's easy to see what's going on over here. You know what I mean? You could tell they had something special going on. And knowing Deion, too, that sort of made it a little easy. I was able to see what they were doing all year. You know, just you follow him on social media. He's having a blast being the character he is. Congrats to him. Big contract extension. But no, man, it was really not that hard of a decision to pick Buffalo, man. It's a special place.
Explain Deion Dawkins to the national audience right now. He was on our show a few weeks ago. People loved him with the You Already Snow stuff, and you're right. Congrats to him. 4-year contract today, $60 million. I guess next time we all go out for dinner, he's picking up the tab, right?
Oh, man, 100%. I can't wait to go out to eat with Deion.
Well, take me through a little bit. Like, explain Deion to everybody.
Man, you know what I mean? Deion's just such an unbelievable person. You know what I mean? On and off the field. I mean, everyone that knows who is, his personality is everything about him. I mean, he could walk in and he lights up a room. You know what I mean? He's just such an energetic, good person. And, I mean, that's just Deion. You already know.
Right? No. Tyler Medikevich here with us on the show. All right, Ty, when we look at your career so far, what are you happy with what you accomplished in the first 4 years in the National Football League, and what are you still looking to improve on?
You know, man, I mean, obviously, like, I love playing defense. You know what I mean? I want to be out there playing as much defense as I possibly can. But so I'm definitely a little, like, upset with, like, how that's going. You know what I mean? But obviously, at the same token, man, I said to myself, like, if I can't be out there for defense, like, I want to be one of the best special teamers in the league. You know what I mean? And I think, like, the first 4 years, like, really, like, allowed me to grow each and every year. And, you know what I mean? I mean, the numbers were up there. You know, I was one of the top tacklers in special teams. You know, I blocked a few kicks. Just really tried doing everything I possibly could on teams. You know what I mean? If I can't be out there and playing defense, I got to make an impact somehow.
Tyler Medikevich here with us for a few more minutes at Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Steelers and the Bills played each other last year. When you guys were preparing for Josh Allen, what stood out to you?
You know what I mean? Josh is a very talented, strong arm, you know? I mean, and he's just a competitor. I knew he was a competitor, but, like, being around him in the short period of time I have, I could see why he's, like, the leader over there in Buffalo. You know what I mean? And to finally be able to see it firsthand, it's definitely special, you know?
Who do you think throws the football farther? Is it Mahomes or is it Josh Allen? Has that conversation made its way into the locker room yet?
Oh, man. I don't think I've had that conversation with him. But I don't know, man. I mean, Josh Allen definitely has a strong arm. I'm going with Josh Allen.
Man, he's your quarterback. I'd go with him as well right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Wrap it up with Tyler Medikevich. So this is a unique situation this year because for so many years, you know it, Brady was in New England and they were expected to win that division each and every year. Now Buffalo is expected to win that division. What's the vibe in the facility right now? And obviously you guys want to go as far as possible and maybe even win the whole thing. Like, that's a goal for every team. But how are you guys handling those expectations this year of winning that division?
You know, I mean, it's definitely like one of the things, one of the goals, you know what I mean? You always want to, you want to win your division, you know what I mean? You want to take it obviously game by game, but you want to win your division, want to make it to a division title, and then, you know what I mean, make it to the Super Bowl. So those are definitely all those goals, you know what I mean, we're just focused on, but definitely, like, you know what I mean, we're just getting ready for that first game.
How are the wings, by the way? I saw you went to Bar Bill the other day. Delicious, right?
Oh, my God, they're out of this world, man. You text me, you know I told you that right away. They're out of this world.
they're awesome. They're unbelievable. See, this is the interesting part for this season, because when I think of Buffalo, and I've been to Buffalo a bunch of times, I think of food, I think of football, and I also just think of crazy tailgates for Bills games. Without probably having fans in the stands this year or a limited amount of fans, how does that affect your preparation? Because I know you really feed off the players for that intensity on the field, off the fans for the intensity on the field.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, shoot, man. It's definitely going to be different times, you know what I mean? Shoot, and I know when I was able to play in Buffalo my rookie year, I remember, like, the fans were, like, right on top of you, you know what I mean? They're heckling you, you know, and it's definitely – you could feel that atmosphere there. So I definitely – I think it's going to be so strange because you've been used to fans our whole life. You know what I mean? Now there's not going to be anyone in the stands. It's going to be pretty nuts.
Before we let you run, I got to ask you, Tyler Medikevich, about the college football season. Big Ten is already out. The Pac-12, too. We'll wait to see what happens with the ACC, SEC, the Big 12, and also all of college football with some of the non-Power 5 schools opting out as well. As someone, you know, who had a great college experience, you won national awards, what is it like for you right now to see the college football season be significantly impacted because of COVID-19?
Oh, man, I can't even imagine it. You know, it's just definitely just such a tough time. I feel for all those kids. You know, some of these leagues have canceled already. Like, I feel for them. I'm hoping that they get, like, a plan together where they can get the season in, you know, because I mean, they can't play that the season in the spring, you know, and then expect these guys to go on to teams, you know what I mean, a few, like, months later and then get ready for another season. Like, it's just going to be so tough for some of these kids, and I really just hope they figure something out to get those games in.
Before we let you run, just getting back to your days in Pittsburgh, you hear so much about Big Ben and Mike Tomlin as well. Playing for Mike Tomlin, also getting to be a teammate with Big Ben, what do you take away from your experiences with Coach Tomlin and also Big Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, man, they're awesome. You know what I mean? Coach Tomlin is just a straight-up dude. Just tells you how it is. He's such a smart, good coach, you know. And, I mean, I was definitely fortunate enough to be around him and Ben and all those great guys over there for a few years. And it was definitely a special experience, you know, and I'm definitely thankful for it, thankful for that opportunity to get to know those guys.
Was it as crazy as it seemed being a teammate with Antonio Brown?
A.B. Oh, man, A.B.'s a character, man. But it was definitely some crazy times over there.
Do you want to see him get another opportunity in this league?
Absolutely, man. You know, I mean, he was one of the hardest working dudes I've ever seen, like, work in this game. You know what I mean? Just would always be working and stuff like that. And I think he deserves a chance. But hopefully he's just getting everything squared away. You know what I mean? He gets everything taken care of, and then he could, like, just focus on himself and his family.
One last thing before we let you run. Matt Rhule, your college football coach, now the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. What are Panthers fans getting in Matt Rhule?
Oh, man. I mean, sure, you know. they're just getting a guy that's just going to come in and just change the way everything is, you know, and he just leads by example. He gets everyone bought in. And, I mean, I definitely think he's going to change some things around up over there. His track record shows, you know what I mean? He's done the same thing everywhere he's been. You know, I'm really hoping it translates over here for him.
Well, I appreciate you doing this. Don't eat too many wings because you got to be in shape for this football season, but I'm sure we'll catch up soon, all right?
My man, Zach, I appreciate you guys having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.